Now, you may think that people will notice that you're modeling them and misinterpret the behavior as mimicking. While there is a risk of this occurring, it really depends on how obvious you are in your modeling. For example, if I'm sitting at a table with someone who leans back in their chair, I won't instantly lean back, but rather I'll wait a couple seconds to model their position. I have been using this method of modeling people's behavior for more than 23 years, and I'm not aware of a time when someone picked up on the fact that I was modeling them. After all, why should people be suspicious? You're just like them. Now, there will be occasions when you will want to lead those that you're modeling. For example, if you are with a prospective client and you find yourselves both leaning back while engaging in small talk, a posture change would be appropriate when the conversation shifts to the business at hand. In that scenario, it may be appropriate to change your posture and to lean forward to emphasize or show them something. In most cases, they will follow your lead and lean forward. This past week, a gentleman with enormous energy interviewed me. I had done my research prior to the interview and knew that I would have to step up my energy to match his. When we were finished, he gave me a high five and said, "Todd, that turned out great."